A little over 50 years ago, in late January 1969, I was sitting in Union Station, waiting for a train that would take me from St. Louis to Carbondale for my job interview with SIU's Department of English. As soon as I arrived at Union Station, I purchased a copy of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch because I was eager to find out what player my hometown Steelers had just selected in the first round of the NFL draft. The biggest prize in the 1969 draft was O.J. Simpson, but the Steelers, after dropping their first six games of the 1968 season, lost their chance to draft the Heisman Trophy winner when they defeated the winless Eagles 6-3 in a game that was dubbed the O.J. Simpson Bowl. They also won their next game and played to a tie before losing their last five games. Those two wins and a tie cost the Steelers the top spot in the draft and dropped them to fourth, behind the Bills, the Bears, and the Eagles. Just a day before the draft, the Steelers, after being rejected by Penn State coach Joe Paterno, had announced, after the Jets defeated the Baltimore Colts in the Super Bowl, the hiring of Colts defensive coordinator Chuck Knoll as their new head coach. With only one day to prepare for the draft, Knoll was about to make one of the most important decisions of his coaching career and in the history of the NFL. When I opened the Post-Dispatch to its sports section, I read that the Bills, as expected, had taken Simpson, while the Bears, with a second pick, selected Notre Dame offensive tackle George Kuntz, followed by the Eagles' selection of Purdue running back Leroy Keyes. When I scanned down to the fourth pick, I found, to my dismay, that the Steelers had drafted Joe Green, a defensive tackle from North Texas State.
I was depressed. I did not want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, because I knew the record.
My immediate reaction was, Joe who? The brief bio in the Post-Dispatch said that North Texas State's team name was the Mean Green, and that the Steelers had drafted a player so physically intimidating that he was known as Mean Joe Green. When asked why he thought the Steelers had drafted him, Green claimed that he was the one who was going to tackle O.J. Simpson. But so far as I was concerned, the Steelers, with their reputation for making bad draft picks, had blown it again.
After a brief holdout, Green reported to camp, where skeptical veterans waited to test the rookie's mettle.
They were trying to kill me.
Ray Mansfield was the Steelers' center, a really tough guy. Ray said, I'm going to show this rookie what the NFL is all about. Ray fired out. Joe took him and just threw him up in the air. I mean, he was just gone. And it crushed the running back, and we were all like, oh, my God, did you see that? We were huge fans, all of that fast.
What I didn't know at the time was that the selection of Green was consistent with a developing strategy by the Steelers to scout small colleges, especially historically black colleges, for African-American players often overlooked in the draft. A year earlier, the Steelers had hired Bill Nunn, sports editor of the Pittsburgh Courier, one of the most influential black newspapers in the country, as a part-time scout. With the help of Nunn, who had become assistant director of player personnel, the Steelers, over the next few years, drafted several players from black colleges that would form the nucleus of the Steeler dynasty of the 1970s. When the Steelers won their first Super Bowl, after the 1974 regular season, they dominated teams with a powerful defense that became celebrated as the Steel Curtain. Joining Joe Green on the defensive line were L.C. Greenwood from Arkansas A&M, and Ernie Holmes from Texas Southern. Their defensive backs included Glenn Edwards from Florida A&M, Donnie Shell from South Carolina State, and future Pro Football Hall of Famer Mel Blount from Southern University. They also had a rookie wide receiver, John Stallworth, from Alabama A&M, who would catch the winning touchdown pass in the Steelers' fourth Super Bowl victory on his way to the Hall of Fame.
The 70s belonged to the Steelers. In Super Bowl 14, they were seeking their fourth Super Bowl title in 6 years. Los Angeles led 19-17 after three quarters.
Remember Pittsburgh, the most dangerous fourth quarter team in the NFL.
But Pittsburgh scored 14 unanswered points in the fourth quarter, finishing off the Rams and punctuating a remarkable run for the Steelers dynasty of the 1970s.
Stallworth, he pulls it in at the 30, and it's a touchdown for Pittsburgh. Harris slices off the left side for a touchdown. Franco Harris slicing off the left side for a Steelers touchdown.
The Steelers' success in the 1970s prompted other teams to become more aggressive in scouting and drafting players from black colleges. But Black History Month is a good time to remember that it was the Steelers' Bill Nunn who opened the door. A graduate of West Virginia State, where he played basketball, Nunn never played college football, but he was a member of the first class inducted into the Black College Football Hall of Fame in 2010, where he joined pro football greats Walter Payton, drafted by the Bears out of Jackson State, and Jerry Rice, drafted by the 49ers out of Mississippi Valley. This is Pete Peterson for WSIU Radio.